Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg up to 28, Mbombela 31, and Polokwane a high of 32 degrees.
In Edenvale, a collision on the N3 northbound before the Modderfontein Road exit causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, the World Anti-Doping Agency scrambles to contain a scandal involving 23 elite and Olympic swimmers from China who've tested positive for performance-enhancing drug, and Rajasthan Royals with a 9-wicket victory over the Mumbai Indians in the IPL.
We start in the capital, where the mayor says they're getting ready for a political fight back over the Rooiwal tender suspensions.
When you fix wrongdoing in a system, there are always people who will try and rally politicians to their cause, do the right thing, and we face the consequences. And if that includes a political backlash, that's fine. We're ready for that.
Tshwane Mayor Sylvia Brink has reacted to the decision to place 5 senior officials from the city of Tshwane on precautionary suspension with full pay. This follows a year-long internal disciplinary process that found them guilty on a charge of breaching their code of conduct relating to the multi-million rand tender to upgrade the embattled Rooiwal water treatment plant in the north of Tshwane. But Brink adds the city is clamping down on irregular expenditure after it ballooned to 10 billion rand over the past decade.
It is important to convey, especially to the people of Hammanskraal, that there is accountability, because in the absence of that, we'll just see more and more irregularities.
Staying with politics in Gauteng, political party leaders and independent candidates contesting the elections on 29 May are expected to sign the electoral code of conduct this morning. Gauteng is the last province to sign the pledge. During the ceremony to be held in Ekurhuleni, these politicians will pledge to uphold the rules to ensure free and fair elections. To KwaZulu-Natal, where cocaine worth 15 million rand has been discovered on a ship in the Richards Bay Harbour. Various law enforcement teams raided the vessel after a tip-off that drugs were on board. KZN police spokesperson Simpiwe Mhlongo says the vessel from Colombia was importing iron to South Africa.
No arrest has been made at this stage. The operation is still ongoing.
In international news, New York Mayor Eric Adams has called for students and personnel on some of the world's most renowned university campuses to lower the political mercury. Tensions flared up through the night between pro-Palestinian student protesters and school administrators at several universities where in-person classes have now been cancelled. Demonstrators were also arrested, with the protests that began at Columbia University last week and have spread to other campuses, including the well-known Yale and MIT. Mayor Adams warned that police will continue to clamp down on protests.
Yorkers have every right to express their sorrow, but that heartbreak does not give you the right to harass others, to spread hate. We would not be in a city of lawlessness.
And in Italy, authorities reckon if you plan on eating ice cream and pizza after midnight, you plan on being noisy. City leaders in Milan are now proposing a new law to ban ice cream, pizza and drinking at restaurants and as takeaways after midnight in an effort to protect what they call the tranquility of the residents. For many, a late night gelato is as part of Italian culture as the pizza, but the office of Milan mayor says they want to strike that balance between socializing in the streets late at night and maintaining the peace and the tranquility of the residents. I'm Gerda de Suzan in your Hoofnuus. Tshwane maak reg vir 'n politieke geveg oor die Rooiwal tenderskorsings.
Right, Seeker Sound time for 50,000 rand cash. What makes this sound?
Ah.
If you want to play 37942 first word secret with your name, and it's brought to you by OUTsurance.
The cost of living crisis is real. Here's what one OUTsurance client did about it.
I'm Amy. I'm 26 from Kenilworth. When I got my 2022 Ford EcoSport, the immediate thought was to phone OUTsurance, and I pay only 819 rand per month. No insurers were able to beat or match the premium that I'm currently paying.
Want a car insurance premium that'll blow your mind? SMS OUT to 306899 for a quote and to find